writing amendments to the internal regulations of student groups. Vice President Haise de Kubia, you have the floor.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, this is just a notice of motion we're presenting at the next Ledge Council. This document, if you're not aware what this is essentially what governs student groups under SMU and affiliated to SMU. The last time this was amended was in 2019, so pre-pandemic. Lots have changed. So the amendments are just to reflect the current operations of student groups. And essentially, this goes with the constitution that the society serves as an umbrella organization to coordinate and support the student groups. We made some changes in terms of just terminology, and also in terms of you're going to be able to understand more of like the interpretation, administration, and the accreditation of student groups. So take a look at the motions in the appendix. We did actually, oh my God, a lot of months of consultations, 4.5 months, I believe. We tried to do it more, not top down, but actually bottom up to understand how student groups are operating and how we can support them best. So take a look at the motion. It's a really long document, but if you have any amendments, please just reach out to me, studentlife@smu.ca, because we're open for any other further amendments after the 4.5 months of consultations. But yeah, this is a great document that governs student groups, and this is very much needed for student groups to operate and access all the resources SMU has to offer.
Thank you. With this, we can move on to the next point on the agenda, the motion regarding statement by SMU and SBHR in response to MRO. Councillor Kusa, you have the floor.
Yeah, so thank you. So basically, this motion would mandate SMU to come up with a response in collaboration with SBHR. To the MRO. I think we can all agree that the MRO is unacceptable. This response would be read by and like in consultations with lawyers. And yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say. I don't have much to say about it because I think that the team that's been tasked with writing this statement are like, you know, we'll have more to say. I think that it's basically a statement that would stand in solidarity with SBHR and with Palestinian students. And yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Will I be entering question period on this motion? All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Councillor Wong.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to ask if it's a reasonable timeline to expect a response from legal by Monday, March 28th.
Councillor Kusa.
I think that legal, and I don't know, Councillor Wong. I think that yes, it is possible to expect an answer by Monday midnight, but I would be amenable to modify the to Tuesday, if that would allow legal to respond to the statement.
Thank you. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand. Vice President Sader.
Yeah, so my question is on the inclusion of SBHR within the group. It's just because from my understanding, with the purpose of this communication, it's very much about the rights and responsibilities of student unions to hold political stances in general, but especially to decry essentially how McGill publicly communicated this issue with us. And so I guess my question is, what is the purpose of the inclusion of SBHR, given the fact that we're not discussing the validity of the policy within the response, but rather discussing the response of the university on this specific issue?
Thank you. Councillor Kusa.
Yes, I'm always one to advocate for transparency and honesty, so I will be providing that tonight. I think that this motion is great, but I do think that we would benefit from the second motion more. So from the motion that's more focused on the MRO response. And I think that a joint statement with SBHR should come at a later time once we have confirmed that the policy is in fact in line with our constitution, or once we've confirmed that it's not. You know, once we know more, I think that a statement with SBHR should be written. And but for now, I am more comfortable with pushing with the second motion that I've written. But yeah.
Thank you. Are there any further questions? Seeing none, we'll be moving on to debate period. Before we do so, I'd like to note that Vice President External, Vice President Delivery, will be leading this meeting at this time. It is 9:08. Okay, we'll now move on to debate period. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Councillor Kusa? No. Debate period is also the time for motions. Councillor Wong?
Thanks very much. So within the MSS, there, I guess about 1 year ago now, we passed a policy, a motion that prevented, or it's regarding political statements and policies. Essentially, if there's anything that's remotely controversial, including anything of political nature, we would have to scout out our student body and discuss via referendum, GA, or at least emergency GC to discuss the student stance on an issue. So unfortunately, as I was not given enough time to discuss this motion with my student body, I'll have to be voting no at this time. But hopefully, if in the future, if there's more time for me to be able to adequately poll the student body by either referendum or GA, et cetera, I will look forward to that. But as of now, I'll be asking to vote no. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Kusa.
Yeah, thank you for your comments, Councillor Wan, and for always being so diplomatic and nice. The reason why this motion came so late was because the MRO came as a surprise, and so it was very reactionary. But I do understand the need to consult with the student body, but I would just like to point out that in the referendum and in the... is it a referendum? I don't know. Like in the smooth voting period time, we did vote on the Palestine solidarity policy and it passed with 71%. And I do believe that the medicine faculty is also voting on that. So that would indicate how your student body feels about this motion. But at this time, I think what would be more strategic for us is to hold off on this first motion and until we can confirm like the legality of things with JBoard. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Seeing current discussion, the DAIS would suggest the tabling of this motion indefinitely. Vice Minister Sater?
Motion to table the motion indefinitely.
That's in order.
Comments of the mover.
Councillor Kusa?
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that, but I had a parliamentary inquiry for the speaker.
Yes.
Before I second. So tabling indefinitely, would that mean that this motion would be presented at the next LC?
No, tabling indefinitely is essentially the equivalent of canceling the motion. It is tabled forever.
Great. Is there a way to ensure that this remains a discussion point that is still relevant, that we go back to? Maybe a way to do it is to send this motion to board to vote on it. Is that something that's doable? I just want to make sure that I think that in the coming days, we're gonna have like very quickly decisions with like the constitution, with legality and JBoard. And I wanna ensure that this remains a discussion point.
So I can advise two different things for you. One would be to table until the next Ledge Council meeting, since Ledge is meeting in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. The other thing could also be that you table indefinitely this motion. And then since you're a director, you can bring it back on the board of directors.
Okay. Would I be able to bring it back as a motion, as a public motion for people that can attend like meeting and everything?
On the board?
Yeah.
You should.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. I'll second tabling indefinitely.
Right. Councillor Wan, is that a point?
Yeah, I have a point of parliamentary inquiry about this. So is this motion allowed to bypass LC effectively and go straight to board? Because I think that's the sentiment of what I'm understanding right now. Does LC not have to decide on this motion prior to sending it to board?
I would have to go through the Constitution and make sure that this is the case. The board is the ultimate authority within SMU. I need to make sure that there's no exceptions, but if I'm not mistaken, yes, that could be the case. But don't hold my word for it. I'm almost sure, but I will be checking the Constitution to make sure before the motion is presented to the board. All right, with this, we have a motion, unless Councillor Kusta is at a point.
Yeah, so can we just motion to defer the board?
It's not a motion that exists, okay. Sadly. I would advise you simply to just go with tabling and reproposing that board.
Okay.
It would end up being the same. All right, so with this, we have a motion to table this motion indefinitely. Is anybody opposed to tabling this motion indefinitely? Okay, seeing none, this motion has been tabled indefinitely. Right, we'll now move on to the next motion. The motion regarding statement by SMU in response to MRO. Councillor Kusa, you have the floor.
Yeah, so basically this statement would be primarily to condemn the MRO and the way that the MRO is trying to silence the union and trying to make it dependent to the McGill University when we are accountable to the student body. So this motion would basically task the political campaign coordinators, myself, and the executive body to come up with a statement in consultation with our lawyers to condemn the MRO statement. So, if anyone has any questions, let me know. I think that this is the right move for us as a union. Because I think we can all agree that that MRO was unacceptable. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. With this, we'll be entering question period. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Okay, seeing no questions, we'll now be entering into debate period. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand now. Councillor Wan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you all for, again, providing this motion. Again, because of the MSS motion titled Motion to Implement the MSS Policy and General Counsel Positions and Press Releases passed at Winter GA of 2020, I am unable to take a position on this without consulting the student body formally by either a GA or referendum. So at this point, I'll have to vote no. But thank you for presenting this.
Thank you. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hands now. Councillor Kusa.
Yeah, so I would encourage everyone to vote in favor of this because the MRO shows that the deputy provost does not respect our does not respect our agency and our independence as a student union. It goes against, I think it goes against everything we stand for as a union. And I think that we would lose our legitimacy in front of the student body if we were not to publicly condemn this. And I think that moving away, but maybe holding off from an SBHR SMU statement and turning to this alternative is a good middle point. No, and I think that this is the right move for us. And
Thank you, Councillor. Your time is up.
Yeah.
Right. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hands now. Including for motions. Councillor Kusa?
Yeah, one last point that I wanted to bring up was the fact that the student body has on many times commented on how SMU is disconnected from the student body's needs and how I think that the student body, from the discourse I've been looking at online, is clearly against this MRO. And I think it's our responsibility to represent them and represent their interests and what they stand for. And I think it's our responsibility to fight for our agency as a student union and our independence from the administration. So at this time, I would really encourage my peers to vote for this motion.
Vice President Sater?
I'd like to motion to vote by poll, or by, I guess, vote by placard, technically.
Sure. Do you want to just, like, by that you mean the normal vote, right? The normal form?
Exactly. Whatever is not unanimous consent, because I know Ben's okay.
Right. We'll be voting by the form, if that's okay. It's not an anonymous vote. The vote form is released, just to be clear.
Could I actually, could I actually insist on what Baby Sater is suggesting? I do think we need to vote by roll call. Like,
roll call would work as well.
Okay. Roll call would be great. And also, some people are waiting in the waiting room. Sorry to be saying this.
Yes, we do have, I'll send you a message through the chat. So Vice President Sater, would you be amendable to vote by roll call?
Is there a reason why I personally would rather just do the classic vote, because like the votes are public anyway, right? I'd prefer just to do a polling vote just for the sake of time.
Okay.
Or like the, yeah.
So if somebody wishes to second either of these motions, please raise your hands. Councillor Wan?
I wish to second the classic form, since we only have 40 minutes left of the meeting and quite a few agenda items.
Okay, that's in order. Is anybody opposed to this motion to vote by Google Forms?
Alex, I'm not opposed, but we don't have a Google Form, so I'm going to need
it. I made one.
Oh, thank you.
I quickly copied the other ones. The form should be on the voting sheet. All right. Is anybody opposed to voting by Google Forms? Okay. Seeing none, we'll be voting by Google Forms at this time. On the motion regarding the statement by SMU in response to the MRO by McGill. I'll be opening the vote.
Alex, we have a counselor with their hands up.
Oh, Councillor Josu?
Yeah, I just want to make sure it is number four, motion number four. All right, thank you.
Voting form four, motion regarding the statement by SMU in response to MRO. I'll be sending it in the chat. You have a few minutes to answer.
Alex, I think Councillor Josie has something to say.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, I just forgot to lower my hand.
Okay, no worries.
Alex, Councillor Dakduki has something to say, I think.
Thank you, Jeff. Councillor Dakduki?
Yes, I'd like to ask if the motion can be added to the drive with all the motions?
The motion should be there. Yes, you can make sure. Okay. It's being added now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jazz. All right, we'll be having 30 more seconds to vote. Has everybody been able to vote? Tell me if you haven't been able now or forever hold your peace. Okay. With 4 votes opposed, 2 abstentions, and 11 votes in favor, this motion passes. All right, at this time, we'll be entering the reports by committees. Councillor Kous has a point.
Yeah, I have a point. Could we table the reports?
Would there be a reason?
Because of the time? Or is that non-reasonable?
I mean, like we have a time limit of 10. If we do reach 10 p.m., we'll be tabling okay. Everything else in the agenda.
Okay. Was that not appropriate? Okay.
No, it's okay. It is appropriate. It's a good question. If you do want a motion to that effect and everybody agrees, we could table the rest of the meeting.
You know what? I will try, Speaker. Could we? Okay. Who would be in favor? Does anyone want to table the report?
Simply say motion to table all the reports.
I want to take a minute to say we still have reports from the last Ledge Council. So, I mean, just something people might want to consider.
Is there a second to the motion to table all reports?
Yo, so sorry. Okay.
Good attempt, Councillor Kousa. Okay, we'll now be entering the reports. Starting with the report by the Executive Committee. Seeing President Darianani is absent, Vice President Poney, would you be the one to present the report? VP Poney?
So sorry. Okay, so at the past couple of executive committees, we have, as usual, approved job descriptions. We also approved a public position on the 28th, March 7th. We approved some more contract renewals. It's that time of year again. There was no meeting on the 14th. And then on the 21st, some more hirings, the budget for the McGill and Concordia After Hours event, and a couple more renewals. I stand for questions.
Thank you. Anybody wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next report. The report for the Community Engagement Committee?
We don't have a report.
Great, we can table that. We'll move on to the Environment Committee. Who's reporting on the Environment Committee?
I think it's Councillor Holton. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm 99% sure.
See, Councillor Holton is not here.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Okay, so the Environment Committee has seen a kind of successful ramping up of meetings the second semester. So we have about 10 members coming through at our weekly meetings with consistent turnout from 5 or 6 members. Executive recruitment has gone successfully for next year. So both of the kind of heads of committee are set for next year and have a sort of model for things going forward, which is an improvement from how things started off this year. We have, hosted an educational online workshop and are currently planning a clothing swap and repair cafe for the end of the year. And then also an end of the year potluck for committee members to mark the opening of the sustainable garden for the summer season. And we are also starting to plan for next year, which again, this year, the Environment Committee got started pretty late. So it's good. We have like basically a 6 month head start on where we were last year. So we hope to have more initiatives going in the next year.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions concerning this report? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next report. Before we do so, I will note for the record, Le Conseil des Cochers is going to leave at this time. It is 9:30. All right, we'll now move on to the report from the SMU Mental Health Committee. Yeah, since you're the one that received them, if you want to call out the people who are in charge of these committees, because I'm unsure.
Okay, you're going to have to give me a minute. I'm just checking my email.
Or if the person who sent in this report and wrote the report wants to speak up, that'd be appreciated.
I think this comes under, I think Carla sent it to me. I'm not sure. I can just confirm.
Cool.
Yeah, this was shared by Carla. So if Carla wants to present this, that'd be nice.
Carla has left. Is there another member of the Mental Health Committee here? Councilor Chemis?
Yeah, I'd be happy to present. I can't speak in detail on the commissioner part of this, but I can definitely present it. Sure. Shall I go ahead?
Yeah, go for it.
Great. So as a member of the Mental Health Committee, I guess I'll just run down what we've been working on for the past semester and a bit. So the Mental Health Commissioner, who is Julia, has been looking into several of these initiatives. So firstly, Wellness World, which is a platform that centralizes mental health resources both on and off campus and helps students navigate resources. And so the commissioner has been invited to the working group for this, and they hope to launch the platform for next year. The Student Suicide Prevention and Postvention Framework has also been having meetings to advise on the formalization of this type of framework to follow these sorts of situations. Keep Me Safe is also being promoted. Usage has gone up, but we still are working on promoting these resources. And if you are more interested in the specific numbers for that, you can definitely email the commissioner. The Student Wellness Hub Advisory Board also met, and they were working on some of the resources as well. So the wait time has been lower to see a psychiatrist compared to late last year, which is great. Went from 65 days to now 6 days. And lastly, the Mental Health Roundtable continues to meet monthly. Definitely has been lower attendance compared to when they met in person. And now moving on to the two specific mental health team committees. So for Outreach Committee, which is the one that I'm actually a part of, we held the Mental Health Action Week in the last week of January. We had a wide range of communications and events that covered a large range of topics. We worked with the Wellness Hub and a lot of other groups on campus to hold different workshops and talks, as well as a wellness bingo on our social media. in February, we had a fundraiser and we donated all the proceeds to Suicide Action Montreal. We ended up raising a couple hundred dollars, which is great, through plant and Krispy Kreme donut sales. And lastly, we've been working on a merch design contest and fundraiser. So we called for student designs. We received quite a few that we'll be printing on stickers and again, donating the proceeds to Dans la Rue and the Native Women's Shelter. Actually not on the support, but since then we're also planning for a second Mental Health Action Week, the first week of April. So that'll have a lot of different activities. So stay tuned for that. Lastly, in terms of the advocacy committee, regarding the strategic plan for academic wellness, this is a pan-university version of the AWP that was brought to LC last year. And so the group is currently collaborating with student services, admin, doing a lot of different consultations with the goal of moving the document to Senate. Actually, it's no longer in April. This will be early next year. So if you're still here next year, then stay tuned for that. They're also compiling resources that are available to McGill students just to provide easier access. They're kind of talking to OSD to find more information on note-taking and bridging access to students who don't have these services but may need them. And lastly, are working on developing a mental health teaching award to faculty who are really consistently and wonderfully supporting student health and speaking to the Dean of Students about that. So thank you for listening and I stand for questions.
Thank you very much. Others wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to the next report. Thank you very much for taking care of this report. So, is there a report from the committee des affaires francophones?
No, I haven't received one.
Okay. Is there a report for the equity committee?
Nope.
And we have a report for the funding committee?
Yeah, it needs to be approved, just letting you know.
Perfect. All right. Sorry about that. Who is presenting this report?
I believe it is me.
All right, you have the floor.
So these are the funding application actuals as, whoa.
I'm so sorry. Can you give me a minute to pull this up in the presentation format? I'm so sorry.
No worries.
I will say I appreciate the PowerPoint reports. Always a nice
all change. The credit to this goes to the funding commissioner, Allie. She's been in our position for a while and very, very helpful. All right. So these are the funding application actuals. So this is just going over the various wallet loads. It's going over the various different funds that we have and how much money are in them. So club funds, the starting balance is $337,000. This year, we're closing currently at $289,000. There's been little use. COVID has continued to be a problem. There are possible solutions that we're looking into to deal with the surplus that exists year after year, but essentially COVID cut down on a lot of clubs. These are some of the expenses that we spent money on, but especially like if any of your friends are in clubs, any of your constituents are in clubs, please, please, please push them to apply. There is money here that is literally just sitting there waiting to be used. Yeah, these are some more applications that we have here for the club fund. There's some more applications with club fund. We have the club fund generally the one that used the most. The campus light fund was actually used fairly decently this year. It started at 172,000. Now there's 116,000 in it. This is generally done for events, you know, on campus that push for the campus, you know, increase, I guess, life on campus and events that have to do with that. I mean, these are some of the examples here. Army Electric got quite a bit amount of money. The Ambassador Fund, this is for trips that are going to kind of represent SMU and McGill. Started off 176,000, we currently have 157. Once again, COVID has really done a dent in the ability of people to do these events, but especially for the Ambassadorship Fund because you can't really travel as much or haven't been able to travel until recently. But here are some of the expenses that we've had. And then the Community Engagement Fund. So this used to be known as the Charity Fund. This is for charitable kind of things that happen within the local McGill and SMU community. We started with $101,000 and now we're down to $97,000 at this time. And the Equity Fund, this is for equity policies. We were at 86,000. Now we're back down to 77,000. But once again, kind of the theme of the evening is please, 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 if you have any endeavors or any ideas or anything like that, please apply for money for these funds. This is why they exist. And then the mental health fund, barely anything has been spent here. So the unused funds this year, the first year fund has not been touched. It's at 3,200. The environment fund has not been touched. It's at 97,000. The space fund has not been touched. It sits at 23,000. So you have quite a bit of money kind of just sitting around. Once again, please, please, please push people to apply. I know it's been difficult with COVID. Hopefully once COVID is done, it's going to be easier for people to kind of participate. And yeah, that's it. I stand for questions if there are any.
Thank you. We'll not be taking any questions. Please raise your hand, Sal.
I have a quick question for Eric. So Eric, are the funding committee and the finance committee two different aspects? Because I have doubts about that.
Yes, they're completely different. So funding committee deals with funding applications for various funds. The finance committee generally deals with budgets. So we have a meeting next week. We're going over the draft of our budget and then I'll present it at the last Ledge Council of the year. Normally it'd be earlier that I'd be presenting it, but we have been making sure that the budget's really in depth this year. But yeah, so the finance committee generally deals with budgets and stuff.
Thank you. And Alex, can I follow up, please?
Go for it. You're part of the dais like me.
No, I mean, I just wanted to make sure. So Eric, I emailed the finance commissioner. So I mean, it would be nice if you could get in touch because I don't think they were aware they need to submit a report.
So yeah, that is possible. We'll submit one for the next Ledge Council meeting if that works.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you about it.
All right. Are there any further questions concerning the funding committee report? Okay, seeing none, we need to approve this report. We'll be voting by reactions with the yes or no reactions. So please at this time vote yes or no to approve this report. Councillor Wong?
Motion to approve by unanimous consent, or is it too late?
It's a bit too late, but if there's no opposition in the next 2 seconds, it will be unanimously approved. Right, this report has been unanimously approved. We'll move on to the Indigenous Affairs Committee report.
We don't have one.
We'll move on to the Student Society Programming Network report.
Awesome. Can I go?
Yes, go for it.
Awesome. Okay, so since our last report where we spoke about the Halloween bar crawl, since then we did an online Valentine's Day event, which was not super popular because unfortunately the timing was when things were starting to reopen again, but we hadn't had the chance to organize something in person and we're staying on the safe side. So we organized an online dating event on Glimpse. The ones who did come had a really great time. So it was a really good idea in theory, unfortunately bad timing, but we made up for it with FACO, affectionately known as FACO, since there were only 2 days instead of 5 this year. We had Biro on Monday at Jet Nightclub, and then we had a power hour at Cafe Campus on Wednesday, very well attended and overall a very big success. At the moment, we're dealing with a couple of ticket refunds and we will be debriefing next week to go over our exit reports and talking about the event a little bit more in depth. And the last thing on our list as a committee is doing Grad Frosh. So we already have our venue. It'll be at Riverside Saint-Henri, a mix of indoor and outdoor. And we're going to be deciding on the more specifics, such as numbers, budget, all that kind of stuff, starting next week as this event is only in May. I stand for questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions about this report? All right, we'll move on to the next report, the Finance Committee report.
Yeah, we don't have one.
We'll move on to the next report, the Health and Dental Committee, the Health and Dental Review Committee report.
It's me again.
Go for it.
Today is the day where I present things. So the Health and Dental Committee, there are three main things that we were looking at this year. So fee discussion. So we had many fees for the purpose of insurance expansion that were contemplated by the committee. that we looked at. So we had the dialogue service fee that was brought to referendum and successfully passed narrowly. So that is now available to students. We had a legal protection program that's been referred to the BOD, and we need to have discussions there. And the sexual violence protection program, we had concerns about some problematic aspects of this program. So it's been referred to the GSVP committee for advice before we make a decision on it. The decisions were completed after an hour-long Q&A session with our liaison at Student Care, Alex. And we looked at some numbers on the usage rates of our insurance program to make the decisions on what fees would be presented to students and which ones wouldn't, because we didn't want to present anything to students that we didn't feel that we weren't comfortable with seeing pass. After that, the goals for the insurance renegotiation period. So we are entering our yearly insurance renegotiation period to see where we want to expand our insurance services. What we're looking at specifically right now is the expansions of services for trans students. We're specifically looking to increase access to voice training, access to certain brand name drugs, easier access to doctors and sexologists, and expand access to progesterone coverage. And we will likely raise costs much less to other measures due to comparatively small populations. So these are things that we are hopefully going to be able to put in quite a bit of effort and see very little change to our yearly expenses. And after that, we're looking at the expansion of mental health services, which will be more costly. This is due to the significant increase in antidepressant medication use by members under the plan. It's something we've been following quite closely, and it is something that has been concerning us over COVID. And it's obviously good that people are getting the medication that they need, but the usage rates have been quite elevated, which suggests, you know, wider systemic changes that need to be done to kind of serve those students. So we're looking at increasing the subsidies for psychotherapy, which currently stand at $1,000, and other options to improve the services provided to our members. The current projects we're working on improving the mental health services provided to our staff and elected officials. That's something that we've been mandated to look into. And we're also currently fighting the government, or at least I'm fighting the government on the AMF situation. I've mentioned this in previous reports, but essentially, government regulators are seeking to get rid of or modify how student insurance works in ways that are both against the law, but also regulators are kind of putting their nose where they don't belong. So when we're essentially saying, hey, our insurance program works actually really well. So that's currently where we're at. We've managed to, in negotiations with them, secure the insurance program for next year. And we are having wider discussions with regulators as to the fate for the coming years. But hopefully it won't come down to that. But this is, you know, about 60% of what we do is student insurance and health and dental. And so SMU in general needs to be ready to engage with more direct forms of pressure if discussions with the government break down. I do stand for questions as always.
Thank you. All those who should ask a question, please raise your hands now. All right, seeing no questions, we'll move on to the next report. This was health and dental, and so most of the committee is postponed. So we'll now be moving on to point 14 of the agenda, the report by councillors. Before we do so, just a straw poll. Anybody would like to take a short break before we move on to the reports by councillors? Or do we power through? Okay, we'll be powering through. We'll move on to 14A, the report by Councillor Pincey.
Sorry, we don't have a report.
Okay. We'll move on to point 14B, the report by Councillor Dagduki.
All right, amazing. Hello, my name is Nadia. I'm the club's rep, or one of them. I mean, I'm the only one right now, but anyway. So club updates, basically clubs are resuming in-person activities. I wanna thank everyone at SMU who's helping with that event declaration forms and funding and whatever clubs need, because in-person events are starting and that's really, really cool. So yeah, glad to see that happen. My main update is basically I've been like reviewing my position itself, and I'm planning on spending the next month, just because there's no new initiatives coming up, but I'm planning to spend that on trying to improve the position by having a really solid exit report so that next year's club's rep knows what is going on. And then also I'm planning on like talking to SMU a little bit and seeing with different VPs to see what my position is meant to do, just so I can give them a better idea next year as well, and maybe come up with some like goals and projects that they can maybe look into as well next year. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sorry. Thank you very much. Are there any questions at this time? Okay, we'll move on to the next report. The report by Councillor Thomas. Councillor Thomas, you have the floor.
Hello, everyone. Apologies in advance if I cough. I currently have COVID. So MESS has been meeting every Monday, and our events from last semester were the barbecue, which was really successful. We had a big turnout. A few people met up before the climate march. We did a thrift crawl in the plateau, a prof talk session over Zoom, and then a clothing drive. And then this semester, we've done an inter-council trivia showdown with a bunch of other student societies. There was a Zoom baking event, another prof talk session. And then most recently, we did an alumni Zoom talk where students came and they got more awareness of environment post-grad. Our two remaining events are a picnic, which tentatively is planned for April 8th with SAS and Mugs, as well as a gala at the Thompson House with RMS, tentatively for April 9th, but we're not really sure if that will be possible. In terms of our budget, we are doing very well, should be able to do the rest of the events without any problems. Other miscellaneous updates, we've done hoodies and crewnecks again this year. MESS execs were able to conduct interviews for the new School of Environment professor. We currently have a full team again with a new VP comms and SMU rep, which is me. We redecorated the MESS lounge in our basement and started using the space again for meetings. And yeah, we have a committee that we formed to revise our constitution, but that hasn't been finalized yet. We're going to attend the Susan Awards, and currently our elections are in the works. Yes, so that's all. If you have any questions.
Thank you very much. We'll not be taking any questions on this report. Right, seeing no questions, we'll move on to the next report. The report by Councillor Holton.
All right. So these are reports. Can you guys hear me? Yes, okay.
Yeah, we can.
So these are updates from ACES Council. So first of all, we've generally been making moves this year to become a little, you know, we're this half department, half faculty type body, and we've established an equity commission this year for our faculty and our council. So that's now fully established. We have equity training set up for next year for all our incoming execs. We've also updated our constitution this year with new sort of speaking rules in the kind of AUS, SUS style, a little bit more casual, but those kinds of rules for meeting. Our election nominations close on March 13th. And we've had a few successful events recently. We had Arts and Science Crawl for Valentine's Day, and some successful socially distanced events, like skate rentals, some upcoming events. Well, Darwin Day happened already in combination with the biology department, and that was successful. Our semi-formal is coming up on April 9th. And we also have a visit to Lufa Farms tomorrow for the Sustainability Science Society and Environment Program that I'm going on pretty excited about. So yeah, that's what's been going on, but generally just a further efforts to kind of establish ACES as a faculty type government.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next report. The report by Councillor Clare.
Yeah, no, we don't have a report.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, did you say, I heard Councillor Claret, is it?
Yeah, I was going to call. I'm just marking Councillor that has postponed. All right, Councillor Enfield.
Hi, so I'll try to make this quick, but we've had two AUS legislative councils since the last Smooth Letters Council, February 23rd, March 16th, passed 7 motions on February 23rd and 5 March 16th. We elected a new exec, and our VP internal and arts senator, our second arts senator, were elected at the legislative council on March 16th because no one ran in the main election, and the transition work for the new exec has begun. A lot of our hiring is underway now as most of the applications have closed. The AUS has a lot of employees. Grad balls happen April 1st. So ticket sales end tomorrow. So if you're going, make sure to sign up if you haven't yet. The Bill 21 panel, which the AUS was a part of, happened today. It was a really great panel, very informative. And Councillor Javin in particular put a lot of work into that. So thank you for that. I tabled the LECOC yesterday. I'm just making people aware of what's going on with AUS, SMU, Ledge Council, and gave out some AUS mugs. So a bit of promotion for people. I'm on steering committee, so we've met and participated in our steering committee meetings. We've had to approve a number of late motions over email, not specifically referring to tonight. Obviously, that was beyond anyone's control, but just in general, try to get your motions in on time. And Faculty of Arts Council, unfortunately, I have not been able to attend recently because I have a course conflict. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? All right, seeing now we move on to the next report. The report from Councillor Zvegas, which has been postponed. We'll move on to the report by Councillor Hododadi. Councillor Hododadi.
Sorry. Hi, everyone. So my report is pretty short. We had care packages from USA. It was a free bottle of water, which we designed ourselves. And we had like Lush lotions and pens and some other stuff inside of it. And we give it out to our undergraduate students. It went really well. People were very excited. So we're very happy about that. We had our elections on Monday, and most of our VPs are now full, most of our positions. But however, we might have another election because I think two or three positions are still available. So we need to fill them up. And our constitution was rewritten, and the referendum happened along with the elections. And both of our motions for MUSA Student Life Fund and the McGill Music Library fee passed. So we're happy about that. Shuluk merch is back. Finally, we were connected with our supplier because he would not respond to any of our messages, and people were asking like, we want merch. So we're happy about that. We're restocking, and hopefully we can reprice and resell all of our merches. For St. Patrick's Day, we were going to plan a giveaway. We planned it, but it didn't go well. Not many music students participated. So we decided not to do the giveaway. And currently we are planning on a semi-formal for the undergraduates. And it's gonna be a Medusa-Musa collaboration. Medusa standing for Music Education Undergraduate Student Association. Because we have a very tight budget, and Medusa agreed to help us with that. And for the semi-formal, I'm on the subcommittee. We're having issues with finding a venue for the date. And also we had to push back our days from April 8th to April 22nd because of the new wave of COVID that is happening in the music department. Unfortunately, like many of our musicians are now infected with COVID, and some of our rehearsals and concerts are canceled. Hopefully that will go away very soon. And that's all for me. I'll stand for questions.
Thank you very much. Anybody wish to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next report. Councillor Wong.
Thank you very much. So I'll first start off with two exciting new updates since my report was submitted about a month ago. First off, we just had a winter referendum, which was the approval of the motion titled Motion for the MSS to support the statement titled Projet de loi 96, loi sur la langue française, de soins, de santé et sécurité pour les nouveaux arrivants doit être une priorité. We currently are also entering in the middle of our election season, so that's very exciting. In terms of past events, we had a clothing sale, we had a fall GA on December 4th, where we had two motions, one about MDP2 representation and one about campus Outaouais student fee reductions. We also had a general council meeting on February the 3rd, and we had those four motions discussed. Our next GC meeting is actually this coming Tuesday. In terms of class-specific events, the first years are actually now doing in-person learning. Look how much changes over the span of 1 month. The second years are starting their clinical rotations. Third years, like myself, we're in the middle of our clinical rotations. And the fourth years are done their residency applications, and now they're waiting to hear back to find out what they're doing for the rest of their lives. We're also continuing collaborative work with the faculty for crisis intervention and postvention. In terms of upcoming events, we have our yearly formal internos on the 2nd of April. We have a spring GA. So the spring GA is actually happening on April in a few weeks. The clothing sale is going to be in May, and Med Games will be in the middle of May. And it's essentially a huge sports Olympic type event with all the medical schools in Canada. And this year it's at UDM, so it's not very far from here. In terms of initiatives, in terms of governance, elections are now, so the report's a little bit outdated. In terms of finances, the notice to readers, which were backlogged for almost a decade, are now nearly complete. We're transitioning from RBC to Desjardins, and we're continuing to have lunch conferences. And we recently renewed our insurance. Thank you to VP Sater for hounding us for that. And in terms of IT, we're continuing to update our website. And in terms of advocacy, our reps are continuing to advocate on various levels. And Councillor Beaulieu Shearer can now provide updates on campus Outaouais. So that gives me less work to do. And I stand for questions.
Thank you very much, Councillor Wong. Please raise your hands if you have any questions. All right, seeing them, move on to the next report. Councillor Saad.
So Councillor Saad's not here, and he said his report is quite self-explanatory, but if someone has questions, they can reach out to him via email or set up a meeting if they'd like to discuss anything. I can pull it up for a minute. I don't know why it's not in order, but yeah, just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. The report will be on the drive, and if you wish to consult it, you can do so. Scroll. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can move on to the next report. We now have the report from Councillor Bellia.
Yeah, no report.
Report. Councillor Applegate.
Yeah, so I can do the report instead. So FIC has been meeting every week on Wednesdays and occasionally also on Fridays. And currently they're planning a mental health week. And it's going to be a collab now. It changed since the report was made with EUS Junior. And they're planning on doing another GERTS event whenever possible. Not St. Patrick's Day team, obviously. And there will be a event at Tipsy Cow in about 2 weeks, which is going to be especially for first year students, but it will be open to other students depending on tickets. Then faculties, we got a couple of people from different faculties involved, hence we can start getting more events done. And yeah, Instagram followers are going up slowly. There will be a takeover on the SMU Instagram soon, probably closer when the mental health week happens, so that the resources can be shared correctly between FIC and SMU. And yeah, that's pretty much it for FIC.
Thank you. We'll not be taking any questions. Councillor Wong?
Could you please share the Instagram handle to increase your followers by 19?
Yeah, I can send it in the chat.
Perfect. I'll send it to everybody, just because I don't think you can send it in the general chat, but send it to me and I'll send it. Okay. Any further questions? All right, seeing now, move on to the next report. The report by Councillor Lamora.
Yes, hi everyone. So I'll try to make this quick. So regarding council, we had our first meeting on the 21st. We continued bi-weekly newsletter via emails. So updating like the PTOT cohorts about like what's going on. We were planning on having pictures taken on the 21st, but that didn't happen because schedules just weren't lining up. The co-presidents are in the process of revamping the POTUS website, so that's still being done. For events and activities, so as we know, I mean, this report was done a little over a month ago, so science games were canceled, of course. All activities that were planned for the end of last semester and the beginning of this semester were canceled as well due to COVID. We did host a webinar about knee rehab with our sponsors, XF Physio, in January. So that went well. We had a great turnout. We also participated in the CPA's annual Valentine's Day Challenge, collecting physical donations and raising money for the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. I believe we raised around like $600. So that was very successful. We also had a clothing sale. So we had one last semester that went very well. And we also have one this semester. And the VP internals also planned a sugar shack. So that happened last week. That was a good turnout as well. And finally, for the SSMU committee, so I sit on the Health and Dental Review Committee, and we had like bi-weekly meetings at the beginning of the semester. That's all. I stand for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. All right, seeing that, we'll move on to the next report. The report by Councillor Tiniakos. I think Councillor Tiniakos had to go. Councillor Femis?
Yes, if it's all right, Councillor Tiniakos said that I could present a report on his behalf.
Go for it.
Sure, so I'll keep this pretty brief. Unfortunately, this was prepared for early February, and so some of the items on here are a bit outdated, so I'll try to provide some verbal updates on some of these points. So at our SUS General Council, there were several motions that we had approved last month related to the electoral calendar, and as well, a motion that mandated us to vote a certain way on a motion at LC. In terms of the presidential portfolio, the MOA between the SUS and McGill had been signed last month. We also held a poster showcase with the Office of Science Education just last week, and it went very successfully. We're also planning for discussions about renovations to the Burnside basements. In the meantime, we're just looking for spaces that the SUAs can operate in next year. So those are also going well. In terms of the VP academic portfolio, we're currently coordinating with departments related to NTCs, which are, it stands for Note-Taking Club. And so basically in science, different departments have writers that take notes for different courses, and students can pay a fee to access these notes. And so many departments are thinking about collaborating with the OSD to give these notes for free to students who need them. And so the McGill Biology Student Union has generously done this. And so we're currently recommending departments to do the same. In terms of VP communications, we had a really successful Valentine's Day initiative. The SUS elections actually just wrapped up this week. So that was great too. In terms of the internal portfolio, the Science Internal Committee has been planning several events. They all went super well and had really high participation. So there was a tie-dye night, an apartment crawl last week. There's an upcoming cafe crawl as well. Unfortunately, the makeup game for Science Games did have to be canceled due to COVID reasons, but Grad Ball is still running in early April. And there's also just a general SUS event as well, which is the Spring Gala, is also happening that same week. In terms of external, the clubs and services applications had been received, and so our website had been updated with that. In terms of sustainability initiatives, Charity Week was also just last week, and so a lot of funds are able to be raised. We had a samosa sale, a plant sale, very successful. And also we recently released a mental health video with professors on the SUS mental health page. And that was actually really popular, and a lot of our profs actually showed it in class. So that was really inspiring to see. Lastly, social sustainability had a seminar week last week in collaboration with some of the other committees and groups. And that is all. Feel free to contact Councillor Chiniakos for more, or myself or Councillor Kazi as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for this report? Councillor Javed.
Not a question, so this might be out of order, but I just wanted to congratulate Councillor Kamas on winning the SVP academics position for next year. I'm sure you'll do a great job.
Out of order, but thank you so much.
All right, congratulations. Are there any questions for this report? Councillor Kusa?
Out of order, but also congrats. And also, as a note, I love these little wholesome out of order, like, thank yous.
No, I appreciate that so much. Thank you all.
I will state that while the out of order notes are cute, you can just go ahead and I won't call you out of order. You don't need to say out of order before. I find it weird, but do feel free to congratulate each other. I think it's very nice to see within such a body as Dutch Council. Okay, we move on to the next report. So there's no report by Councillor Groom.
And no report.
Okay. We'll move on to the report by the president. Was one of the executives charged with presenting this report? Councilor, Vice President Sater?
That's me. So I guess I'll read it for the first time at the same time as everyone else. So executive elections, congratulations to Roseanne Wright, Kat Williams, Hassanatu Koulibaly, Val Mansi, Marco Pizarro, and Kerry Yang for the successful elections. Yes, congratulations to everyone for their elections. The referendum polling was still open at the time of writing the report. It is not anymore, tragically. The Board Student Forum. There is a Board Student Forum that's been organized to engage in dialogue between the Board of Governors and students. So this event will be happening soon. I'm sure Darshan will be able to give an update when that is the case. For advocacy and representation, McGill Board of Directors, it was a retreat, it was a cold session. There's an open discussion on McGill as a global university, and I know that's where Darshan is right now as the Board of Governors. The McGill University Senate, these are all the documents from the Senate. I'm sure that everyone can read through it if they wish. The meeting was not complete at the time of writing the report. In the committee representation, I believe Darshan sits on two committees, the Committee on Student Services and the Principal Prize Education. On McGill committees, he's on McGill Advisory Committee on Sustainability. He has standing meetings with the Deputy Provost Student Life and our dearest friend Fabrice, and constituent concerns about COVID-19. So focusing on student events, mask mandates, and accommodations, given the current spike in cases. And I recommend anyone who has any questions for the president to email him directly.
Thank you. Are there any questions concerning this report? Seeing none, move on to the next report, the report by the VP Finance. Eric, you have the floor once again.
Thank you very much. So accounting cash flow is looking great. We're gearing up for the audit for next year. The credit card reconciliation are already on their way to being done. We are very much ahead of last year for the audit. So hopefully it's going to go super smoothly. Club credit cards have been received. I sent an email to everyone whose credit card I received, but if anyone asks you about it, your constituents, please tell them to check their emails. A lot of them have not picked it up yet and they're just sitting in my office right now. Club audits have been mostly submitted. Accounting is slowly going through them. We're looking to prioritize audits with many transactions first so we get those accounts dealt with. For the 2023, we're working on it. Normally, I would have presented that this week's Legislative Council, but I'm actually going to present it at the next one. We're taking a little more time this year. We want to make sure the budget's accurate. The exec budgets have all been reviewed by the Finance Committee, and the draft of the budget is reviewed by the Finance Committee next week. So we'll be presenting it at next year's LC. We're just really making sure everything looks good. Right now, we're doing what we call kind of a deficit strategy, if you want to call that. Essentially, over the last 2 years, we've gotten a massive amount of surplus in our operating budget. And so we're going to use that surplus to kind of cover the deficit for next year. Currently, my prediction is we're going to have around a 700K budget deficit in the numbers. It will likely be much lower in actuality, because we always are way too conservative with our budget. And the surplus from the last 2 years is more than, I think we have over $1 million in surplus over the last 2 years. So that's going to be able to cover that. And then we're actually going to be able to sustainably raise the base membership fee to represent what we actually spend on. So instead of going to the student body and saying, hey, we need more money, and then risk running another surplus, we want to make sure that we actually have a real deficit and not just a budget deficit before we ask students for more money. We're looking to rework some of our budgetary methods to simplify the production of budgets. I'm not going to go too much in detail because I don't have much time, but essentially we're looking to change how we do budgets to make them a little more accurate. Funding committee meetings keep going strong. That's all fine. The IDF, as I mentioned earlier, we've had about 13K, 15K for awards distinction up to now. We're hoping to get some more before the end of the year, and we have a partnership with Scarlet Q working on the referenda. We ran the Dialogue telemedicine program that passed. Thank you to the voters for passing that. It is an opt-outable fee as well. For the daycare, I also sit as president of the daycare. We reevaluated staff pay to be MFA compliant, and we're working on the collective agreement with the union. Cash flow is looking good as always. And then my projects, we're improving our budgetary practices. As I said, we didn't run a membership fee, and we're doing the deficit budget strat. I'll talk about more of this next Ledge Council. It's not particularly complicated, but I think it's something important to explain why we're actually running a deficit. Or planning to run a deficit. I'm working to implement the two motions on fee consolidation to address the surplus in fee-funded funds. I will do my best to present this at next Ledge Council. This may be a project I hand over to my successor, as I have not had much time to work on motions. Keeping collective insurance, student insurance alive is what I was talking about previously. With the AMF, currently dealing with the government and regulators, we've secured a one-year extension. We're hoping to keep working on that. We have a lot of avenues of pressure, so we're trying to figure out what's going on. But I got to have a fun trip to Quebec City to do a press conference, so that was cool. It's time for questions.
Thank you. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, VP Student Life. Eric, do you want to take that one as well?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
How many reports have I done at this point? So student groups, Carla's working on the five-year service consultations. She's working with the service life team to provide archives for governance documents as well. We're slowly starting to see more extracurricular activities in person, which is great. We're also hiring an additional events coordinator because the student life ops department is starting to get overrun because, once again, we're coming back in person. You know, these are operational needs because things are starting to actually look good and we're starting to be able to work together in person. Clubs committee has not met in the past 2 weeks. They reviewed all applications documents so far. Shout out to, I'm one of the members. Thanks, Carla. Mental health, all those updates are in the mental health report. Family care, we're building the assessment, started for a 351 appeal to see if it works for a daycare expansion, and working on family care policy consultation. Projects, Spill and Words are coming up on April the 6th. Very exciting. Same time as the OAD or the Awards of Distinction. We're preparing training materials for the oncoming VPSL. Mini courses added some tax and personal finance workshops, which I'm very much in favor of. Smooth Shop virtual catalog is going live next week, and the Smooth Portal final model revisions in the next 2 weeks. So hopefully we'll be able to have the Smooth Portal up by the end of the semester. And the student life social media is having a lot of interaction, so that's fun. And Mondays have received less attendance since in-person events are removed, so the series has ended, but it worked wonderful when they happened. And she's also working to amend and renew the PGSS XMU MOA in progress. For questions, once again, I'm not an expert on student life stuff. I recommend emailing Carla directly.
Thank you. If there's any questions for Eric, please raise your hands now. Okay, we'll move on to the next report. VP University Affairs.
Yeah, we don't have a report.
Okay, we'll move on to the next report, VP External Affairs.
Yeah, we don't have a report.
Okay, we'll move on to VP Internal Affairs.
Hi. Basically what I've been up to, in terms of Gertz, we are now at 100% capacity, although the cafe is now closed for the next week because of staff shortages. We had our St. Patrick's Day event, which was crazy, but very successful. And we are hopefully working on a patio project to get a patio on the outside of Gertz. In talks with Miguel about that, it is extremely complicated. In terms of the projects that I've been working on, it's literally just been like trying to finish my projects. So Medina Transparency Plan, I presented that today, it's been done. Anti-surveillance plan, mostly completed. We wanted to submit it today as a notice of motion, but unfortunately we didn't finish all of our consultations. So we're gonna have to do some weird things there to try and get that presented and voted on at the next council. Committee reformations also completed, but it doesn't need a notice of motions. So I'm just gonna present it at the last Ledge Council. SMU Awards is happening April 6th. Voting was supposed to be open now, but not quite yet because we're missing one submission. But the way that SMU Awards is gonna work is that Legislative Council votes on it. So you guys will have three options about for each category and you all will vote. And then there'll be an award ceremony. For a spin, FACO happened, great success. Working on grad frosh now. In terms of alumni affairs, I have a couple of meetings this week and next week on just wrapping up the year. There's a trend here. Communications has been kind of crazy because both of the people that work in communications are on vacation. So it's basically just myself and the communications coordinator with a part-time hire. So we're still doing our check-ins, and then I've been working on writing blurbs for posts and listservs to kind of help out. First year affairs, you guys saw the report. Governance, just XCOM, nothing crazy. And then just some miscellaneous things. I've continued to have my weekly meetings with the Dean of Students, and I have been working on my exit report for the incoming VP internal, which is always fun and exciting. I stand for questions.
Thank you. And for the final time tonight, if there are any questions, please raise your hands now. Councillor Javid.
So this is not a question for VP internal, but it's a question for you. Is that okay?
Okay.
So there was a motion mandating VP University Affairs and VP External to present presentations tonight regarding their advocacy for divestment, but they didn't. But since it was mandated by Ledge Council, I'm wondering what are the like accountability mechanisms, and I guess what are the next steps?
Would it be possible for you to send me an email? I am going to be honest with you, I don't have the capacity to think at a high level tonight at 10:20. Send me an email and I'll be measured to answer you in the next few days. Councillor Wan?
May I answer that?
Sure.
To my understanding, I think a lot of these these type of accountability concerns are dealt by the accountability committee normally, but I don't think they are a thing this year. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Speaker.
Accountability committee like just got enough members to meet very recently, so we met once. It will be meeting. I just have to check the committee terms of reference to make sure that this falls within our purview. But it would make sense. Councillor Kusa?
Yeah, I just wanted to answer the question as well. Yeah, the accountability committee would be the one that would seek actions and like literally accountability. So yeah.
All right. With this, are there any further questions? Okay, seeing none, we move on to the last point of the agenda, the adjournment. Can I get a motion? Vice President Sater?
Motion to adjourn.
Councillor Yagduki?
Seconded.
If there is no opposition, the Legislative Council public session of March 24th will be adjourned at 10:22 p.m. Thank you all for coming and for bearing with us so late tonight.
I love leaving the office at 10:30 p.m.
In the office? Oh.
No, this is actually my home.
You know what? I didn't notice. Why are you in the office so late?
Because I had meetings. I didn't have time to get home.
Thanks, Alex.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks.